The night split. And explained that means that half the night was for now, half the night was for Pesach. And Yisrael explained being kovish the dal malachim. Now that Avram did, set paved the way for Jesus. Right? Okay. What possible you have, guys?
Your test.
Your test. Okay. Please stop it. Okay. So now, Umalki tzedek melech shalim hosi lech v'yayin. So why to bring out bread and wine? So Rashi says it's a remez for Nesachim and Menachos. Nesachim was done with wine, as you know, Menachos is done with flour. And he's being meremez that his children will bring Nesachim and Menachos. So they all ask the Kasha. If you're a Shiva guy, you definitely have to ask the Kasha. Where's the beef? Where's the flesh?
Where's the beef?
Why does he bring a carpet? So some of us would say that the carpet was not a chiddush. Kabbalah was already brought already. He wants to show something that Kleisel that wasn't done yet. All right, but okay, leave that alone. That's not my main question, or my main point. And how does the Gemara says the following? The Gemara says when you feed a Talmid Chacham, it's like you're bringing a Kabbalah to Gavim Mizbeach. The Gemara says, what does that mean? That means the Chayyim, just like when you bring a carbon, the food now gets an Aliyah, right? So too, when you feed a Talmid Chacham, it's not just that, right? The food, because he's a Talmid Chacham, he knows how to use the food in a way that gives the food an aliyah too. So it could be over here also. What, Shane becomes the Kohen simply by serving Avraham. If giving a Talmid Chacham food is like bringing a carbon, that makes you the Kohen. So Melchizedek is the Kohen not just because right he's a Kohen, but he's acting as a Kohen now by giving food to the thing. But so why Lechem V'Yayin? So Lechem V'Yayin, I told Rav Schwab, I think I have a pshat, why lechem v'yayin? He says, why? I said, because a melech really has two areas of achrayus. One, to make sure the economy is prosperous, that the country is prosperous, right? Safe, prosperous, and the mood. Mood of the country. I said, that's the lechem v'yayin. Malki Tzedek brings lechem v'yayin, because that's his role as a king. So lechem is prosperity, and yayin is for mood. So he loved it. Rav Mamash loved it. Right? Anyway, I'll tell you another shot. I'll tell you Karvach shot. Right? Which, by the way, is not his shot, Lecher. It's got to be because of somebody else. But they say the name Shlomo Karvach. I'm sure it's not his own. He's a little differently. He says, Malki Tzedek was showing Avram Avinu, you're about to start Klai Yisrael now? When you build a nation, you have to build it on two Yisraelis, on lechem and yayin. Lechem is a food that is only good fresh. Old is no good. Yayin is the older it is, the better it is. So, two things about Yiddishkeit. It always has to be fresh. You have to have a chiyus, a frishkeit to your avodas Hashem. And number two, you have to also realize that Torah gets older with age, or it gets better with age, rather. Right. So the lechem v'yayin is the aside of Klal Yisrael based on lechem v'yayin. That's how he wants to pshat. Now, I want to point out, it says hotzi lechem v'yayin. Now, as we mentioned, it mentioned that Melech Stone went out l'krasai, and that it interrupts by talking about Malki Tzedek. And we ask the question, why is the Torah interrupting? In Pasuk Zion it says that Stone went out to greet Avraham Avinu. Then it stops in the middle of the story. It's going to continue with a few psukim where Malki says, let me have the people, you can have the money. And Avraham says, no, I don't want to take anything. But it interrupts the story of Malki Tzedek. So why is it interrupted in the middle? So one answer is to juxtapose the approach, the stark difference between Shane and Stone. Melech Stone owed his life and his country to Avraham Avinu. And yet, he greets him with nothing. If anything, he says, oh, give me my people back, right? Malki Tzedek, just the opposite. If anything, we saw Rashi, Malki Tzedek had some personal losses in this war. Avraham killed some of his children, or his grandchildren, right? And yet, Malki Tzedek recognized the greater good that was accomplished, and he comes out with gifts. So there's a tremendous stark contrast between Melech Stone, who's so selfish that even if he owes such gratitude to Avram, he can't do it. And you might say the reason is because Stone is all a bunch of takers, and gratitude is about giving thanks. So therefore, Stone can't give thanks to Avram. He's not shy to give. He has no shy to give. You know, they tell a joke about this really stingy guy. He's in a boat with a friend of his. And he falls off the boat. So the guy, he starts to rouse. So the friend in the boat says, hey, give me a hand. He can't give. So, oh, take my hand. He takes his hand. Right? So, some people, mamash, they're nithma to the word giving. So, Malkis, stone has no shaykhis to giving whatsoever. The whole city of stone was based on the corrupt understanding. It's all about taking. Right? They didn't want to give anybody. Not they don't help their guests. They don't want to give anybody anything. Right? So, Malkis, so stone can't even give you a thank you. He can't even give thanks. One second. Shame, on the other hand, he gives tremendous thanks with Hakar's Toiv, right? And that's why he brings out the Lech V'yayin, which Stone doesn't do. But it's interesting that it says the word Hotzi Lech V'yayin. I think the pshat is, Hotzi means to take out, to bring out. In other words, Malki said it did this in a very public fashion. Hotzi Lech V'yayin. He wanted to show the world two things. This is what you have to do. You have to show Hakar's Toiv. And he wanted the whole world to see how great Avram was. So Malki Tzedek makes it his business to be Hotzi Lech V'yayin.
Hamotzi.
It doesn't. It should have said. What should have said instead of Hotzi? What's the word you would have expected over here?
Titain.
No.
Titain.
Either Veitain.
Kicho.
Or Vayavay. Vayavay. He brought. He brought Lech V'yayin. Or Veitain Lech V'yayin. You never say Hotzi Lech V'yayin. So the word Hotzi means he brought it out. He made it public. That's why Hotzi always means out. He made it public. He wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem and make everybody aware of A, how great Avram was, and B, to show that you're supposed to give a curse to him. Unlike Stone, who didn't do anything, I'm being Motzi Lech V'yayin. I'm showing a curse to him. Okay. The Medrash tells us, please stop the banging, Vu Koyin L'Kelalya. So the Medrash is going to tell us, and we'll see the Rambam, we'll see the Archaim tomorrow, Blineder, Vuhu Koyin L'Kelalya is a dick. He was a Koyin L'Kelalya, but what? Not his children. Malki Tzedek lost the kahuna. And it went to Avram Avinu. And according to most Mepharshim, is if you look at the Arachai very quickly, Vuhu Koyin, Pirish, Hu Koyin, Aval Zaray Eina Koyin, Shinit Ne Kahuna La Avram, Diksiv Ata Koyin Oilam. Okay. Why? So according to most people, he lost the kahuna, he forfeited it. Why? Ki hu birechas Avram, she koin lekel olyayin. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I told Zohar Chaim to Rebbe Cassie. He didn't believe it. The simple pshat is, we'll go later. The simple pshat is, Zohar Chaim is saying a different pshat.
He didn't believe it.
Yeah, he said, I can't believe that. The simple understanding is he lost the kahuna. He lost it because he gave a bracha to Avram before Hashem. Right? It says, Vayivarcheyu, Vayimar Baruch Avram. And then it says, the next passage, Baruch Kelelion. So he benched Avram before he benched Hashem. And because he did that, that's a chil Hashem, and he goes to kahuna. So obviously, we're going to see in the Ora Chaim that obviously Malki Tzedek had a chesed. Malki Tzedek was shame. He was a holy Jew, right? What was his business that he's benching Avram before Hashem? So most people learn the pshat. Most people learn that he's saying that through Abraham I'm able to see Hashem. So it wasn't through Avram and Avram's greatness, I'm able to see Hashem. Okay, so it wasn't that he was forgetting about Hashem. He was saying, Avram, you brought Hashem to this world, and I'm being mocked at that. And through you, the whole world sees Hashem. So Ibazai, that's a terrible thing at all. So why is he being punished? So Arachaim learns, and again, believe me, I'll try to sit inside with you tomorrow. But at least it's like a Marasayan kind of thing. It doesn't look right. I mean, it looks like what you do is you put Avram first, right? So he learns more of a Maris Ayindic issue. We'll see the Aruch HaMinsa. Maybe I'm not saying exactly what he says it. We'll see tomorrow. The morals of Kedarka B'Kodesh. Morals is a very simple thing. A Koyin is supposed to represent Hashem. He is direct Shliach of the Eibishter. In fact, the Gemara even says that the Gemara has a Shaila. Is a Koyin our Shluchim or Hashem Shliach? It's a big Shaila Gemara. How many of you caught him? Are they Hashem Shliach? Or a shliach. But anyway, a kohen is a shliach of Hashem. As a kohen, you have to feel totally connected to Hashem, and you can't feel connected to Hashem through Abraham. He didn't just get punished. He lost his kahuna. Because a kohen, by definition, is a person that feels totally connected to Hashem. If Malki Tzedek is saying, I feel connected to Hashem through you, you can't have the kahuna. Because that's what a kohen is. A kohen has to be mamish, a direct presentation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Maral's saying very teeth. It's not that he got punished. He dafka lost the kahuna. Because what he did was mamish affected his kahuna. Right? Hashem didn't punish him any other way. Why lose the kuna? Because a kohen, by definition, is that person that's supposed to be a shliach of Hashem, and you directly represent Hashem. If you, Maki Tzedek, say, I'm not relating to Hashem directly, I relate to Hashem through Avram, you can't be a kohen. Because a kohen is supposed to be mamash field, mamash he's representing Kodesh Baruch. That's how the Maral learns. It's a very tifa, beautiful pshad. Why he forfeited? Okay. Umaki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, Om Shilech Vayayin, Rukain Lekel Elyoin, Rukain Lekel Elyoin. Alright. We didn't discuss Magid Tzedek. We didn't discuss Melech Sholein. So Melech Sholein is really Yushalayim. Sholein, but it was called Sholein at the time. And later on, it's going to be called Yushalayim. Why Yushalayim? Because after Avram Avinu goes to Akedah, and he calls this place Har Ye'ra'eh, because that's where Yira takes place. So, Yerushalayim, Yeru, Yud Resh Vav, is the same gematria as Yud Resh Aleph Hey. Right? So Yerushalayim represents Yire Shalayim. Yerushalayim means where a place where a person can attain perfect fear. Yire Hashem, Bishlamus. So you, but now it's still, right now it's called Malach Shalayim. It's a place of Shlamus. But later on, when Avram addresses the Yira dimension of Yerushalayim, then it becomes the contraction of both Yerushalayim, which is known as Yerushalayim. You with me? Okay. So, but we're going to discuss exactly, I want to talk about this combination of Yerushalayim. What does it mean, Yir and Shalayim? What's the combination? Okay. And then we said, Baruch Avram l'kel elyoin, koinei shemayim v'aretz. We'll see what that means. Baruch Avram l'kel elyoin, koinei shemayim v'aretz. Rashi means he makes the Shemayim Baretz. Ubaruch El Al Yoin, blessed Hashem, Hashem Migin Tzarecha B'Yadecha, that protected you from your enemies. Vayitan Le Maisa Meikol. And he gave him all his Maisa. Who gave whom? Who gave whom Maisa? Who gave whom? So Rashi tells us, Avram gave Malkitzerech, he's the Kayin. Right? So we'll see why that's significant. But Rabbi Yisai, couldn't you give Maisa from something that doesn't belong to you? Of course not. So that means if Avram is giving Maisa from all the spoils of war, that means he holds that belongs to him. Which is true. And that's why Stone gets all nervous. And that's why Stone says, okay, you can keep the money, let me just have the people, because he sees by the fact that Avram gave Maisa, that Avram must have held that he's allowed to keep all the spoils of war. We'll go, how luckily speak with you after that. We'll see that tomorrow, Mishem. That is interesting.